You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2:07 p.m. It is Thursday, June 23rd. First, how did I get to this topic today? I don't know. I think I looked at it and just saw how many things were going on where it was obvious that people were trying to do things that were beyond their ability to do, whether it be in politics or otherwise. Well, listen, I believe I've said it before that I've built an entire life out of shaving the corners off of square pegs and making them fit in round holes. And I jokingly say it's like my superpower. Take those little hard-edged square pegs and round those suckers out till they fit right into those round holes. I say it all the time. And really, it's because that's what I do all the time. And some have used the phrase square pegs and round holes to mean going against the grain or someone who's not fitting in or swimming against the tide, if you will. Not me. I see it as a phrase that speaks to problem solving. Making things work that no one thought could work. Pushing through the difficulties to arrive at success regardless of the belief by others that it couldn't get done. Now don't tell me something can't be done. Just cut me loose and show me how. It's part of why I elected to go to law school in my 30s. You can't do that. Watch me. You can't run for the state senate against an incumbent. Watch me. You can't go down to Montgomery and fight the teachers' union on school choice. You can't vote down the gas tax. Watch me. Or the latest one that I'm having a lot of fun with, you can't just start a radio show out of thin air. Okay, watch me. Well, just this morning, I was talking to a young intern at my law firm about a case that we recently won at trial. The losing side is appealing the case, but I told the intern who was helping with that file that I believed that I had sufficient legal research in my hands to maintain our position with the higher court. I told him, I said, I'm of the firm belief you can beat every lawyer in town if you put in the time to research the nuances of the law. Why? Because as one older attorney told me once years ago, most lawyers are lazy. They won't do the research. Or in my own words, they don't want to take the time to see if they can make the legal square pegs fit into the legal round holes. There was a great line from the movie Apollo 13. That classic movie, the one that had the ensemble cast of people like Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, Bill Paxton, Gary Sinise, Ed Harris. It was the one about the Apollo moon launch, the one that went bad, left our astronauts in the position of potentially dying in space. It's the mission that spawned the famous Houston, we have a problem. To save power, the astronauts were shutting down all unnecessary systems and consolidating to one part of the lunar module. But that also meant shutting down one of their main oxygen generating systems. And the backup system was having trouble, but also wasn't meant for the extended amount of time and quantity they needed. And to add to their problems, the parts from one part of the module didn't fit with the parts from the other part of the module. In essence, truthfully, the filters they needed to use were actually square, but the air scrubbers they needed to use them in were round. Ed Harris played a guy named Gene Kranz. He was the ground team leader. He just looked at all the PhDs who were staring at him and said, "Well, gentlemen, I suggest you need to start working on fitting square pegs into round holes expeditiously." That's exactly what they did. They took inventory of all the stuff that was on board the lunar module right down to the roll of duct tape, and they figured out exactly how to save those men's lives by literally fitting squares into circles. Now, I'm told that it's something that's actual practice in the construction of railroads. A common method of securing the steel rails to the timbers is to drive a square-cut spike into a pre-drilled round hole because it grabs the corners and it fits tighter. But even this desire to make things work has to be tempered with wisdom. Just because you can doesn't mean you always should. More than once, I've advised my legal clients that while they might be able to file a lawsuit because they feel aggrieved, it does not guarantee they're going to win under the law. More times than I can count in a military situation, whether in war or training, in the field or in garrison, I've recognized that taking the high ground, so to speak, whether figurative or actual, might not be as effective as bypassing it. Or having started businesses and run organizations, I know that success sometimes means not outpacing your market. So what's the fine line here? When do we look at life and decide whether or not to scrape the corners off the square pegs we've been handed? Well, wisdom. That's what it boils down to. Is there a real problem? Then yes, solve it. Is there a real need? Then yes, meet it. Is there a worthy goal? Then absolutely work to achieve it. But I look at politicians these days, and I feel like they too often try to justify their existence by just holding up two handfuls of shaved-off square pegs, and they still can't get anything done with them because there was no wisdom. I mean, do we want to care for the environment? Sure, but the world, the market, the technology is not ready for your Green New Deal. But yet they force what President Biden called the necessary transition of a square peg into the gas prices round hole, and it's not working out. Do we believe in care and concern for others? Of course we do. But you cannot force us to subject our kids to drag queens and the improper use of pronouns and the false quest for a sense of security of what you call equity. Or do we believe that women and minorities should be given the same chances to serve in positions of authority? Sure we do. But we should have never accepted that the first qualification to be a Supreme Court justice was the jointly pressing liberal needs for a black woman simply because she was a black woman. Didn't we all rally around the idea of trying to shut down COVID? Yes, by and large, society was willing to say, how can we help? And we did. But why does that afford the opportunity then thereafter to mandate the loss of people's jobs for failure to acquiesce to a vaccine? Things like this and others are what I would call square pegs in round holes without wisdom. Where there's a need, a will, a problem to solve, I'm all for it, but it should never be at the expense of all else out of the blind and unwise position that nothing else matters except what I want. That's one of the problems in today's elected societies at the state and federal level. Too many people are just proud to have shaved off those square pegs to fit them into round holes in their holes that they created. Wisdom. Wisdom above all else. Otherwise, all you're doing is just nailing pegs and making noise. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, getting philosophical on you today. Square pegs, round holes. Yes, I do believe that means problem solving. Sometimes, man, you just got to do it. Sometimes you need to be able to say, Katie, bar the door, I am going forward. Damn the torpedoes, full steam ahead. Other times, though, you got to make sure you're looking at it with wisdom, because just because you can shave off the corners of a square peg, Mr. Politician, does not mean you should have. And I'm seeing a whole lot of that right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.